selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
The following letter was written by Technical Sergeant Jerry G., U.S. Air Force.
I've just finished reading over some of the correspondence you've sent us over here. And for an old dog like me, I was choked up. Thanks to each and every one of you. You're the reason why I have proudly put on the uniform of the American forces, to serve folks like you, those we all love and honor, and those who do not have what we have, but who are willing to stand next to us and fight for their own freedom as well. So the next time you see one of my brothers or sisters in arms, shake their hands or pat them on the back. Tell them you support them. This is what we cherish more than anything.
Your support may be the most important thing our troops can carry with them. But don't take our word for it. Take theirs. To show your support, visit americasupportsyou.mil. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Defense and the Ad Council.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, the United States, as we know it, is in a meltdown mode as we speak. We no longer have a two-party system. We now have a one-party system, and that party is made up of those who, for whatever reason, are trying to destroy America. And those that are not in that one-party system are continuing to fight the hard fight for the American people, people like Tom Tancredo and people like Ed Royce and a few others, but they are few and far between when it comes to saving this country. And heading that one-party system is none other than the fish that stinks from the head, George Bush Jr. Now, when was the last time you heard of a Republican president whose closest allies were radical, left-wing, liberal, Democrat senators? When's the last time you remember that one? I'll hold on and wait, okay, till it comes to mind. Never! That's the answer. This is the first Republican president who has ever taken under his wings such despicable, disgusting people as Killer Kennedy from the state of Massachusetts. Here is a guy who has befriended people who wouldn't spit on him if he was on fire, as far as putting him in office, but he has taken them as his allies. When was the last time you remember a president who ignored 80% of Americans and their thoughts when they are against the amnesty for illegal aliens? We have been polled over and over and over and over and over about this issue. And what do we get back? The same thing. We want amnesty. The president wants amnesty. The Congress wants amnesty. The Senate wants amnesty. No matter what we say, they will continue to say that, but because we have not said it loud enough, it is our fault. This is what the one-party system is doing to us. They are promising us tougher border security, and once that is allegedly done, amnesty for every illegal alien in the country. Amnesty. Let's get that word out of the way, folks, because that's what it is. They're going to tell you pathway to citizenship and regularization and a whole lot of other stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. It's amnesty and nothing else. Nothing else. In 1986, President Ronald Reagan, who must have been totally ignorant on the illegal alien invasion, signed an amnesty for 1 million illegal aliens, which ended up being between 3 and 6 million illegal aliens. In fact, they are still, to this day, amnestying people from the 1986 amnesty 21 years ago. Promises were made and vows were vowed, and we were guaranteed that this would never, ever happen again. We were guaranteed it would be a one-time amnesty. We were promised that the border would be locked up tight, totally secure. We were guaranteed that employers would be fined and or jailed for hiring illegal aliens. Well, guess what? None of that was ever, ever done. None of it was done. But for the record, do you really think it's going to be done now? No, of course not. Why would we trust the government? They didn't do it then. They're not going to do it now. Even if they did deliver all the security measures promised and in the past amnesty and in the current one, that doesn't matter. Here's what they're trying to do on that, folks. They are telling us that we're going to secure it. We're going to lock up these employers. We're going to do all this other stuff, and then we're going to amnesty these people. Even if they would, which they didn't last time and they won't this time, but even if they would, I still don't want people amnestied in this country. We do not want amnesty, period. Even if they had Border Patrol agents with arms locked all the way from the Gulf of Mexico to Imperial Beach in San Diego, California, constant chain of men, every foot, I would still not want these people amnestied. Amnesty is not an option, no matter how much border security we get. It is not an option. But they keep throwing that one at us. Oh, we're going to do this, and then we'll give the amnesty later on. No, we're not going for it, folks. We are not going for it. We are becoming a non-American nation because of these amnesties and because of this influx of people. They are diluting us every way we possibly can be diluted. They are diluting our citizenship, they are diluting our culture, and they are diluting our sovereignty. These people come here and they don't care anything about being Americans. They do not even want citizenship. They want legality. Do you understand what I'm saying? They want the goodies and the stability that comes with the green card, and they could care less about the United States of America. You want proof? I will give you proof. Right now, today, there are people who were amnestied in 1986 who are still not citizens. They are legal resident aliens because they have chose not to become American citizens. Why in the hell should they, when they can live here in this country as a citizen, get all the goodies that a citizen can get, and guess what? They don't have to have the burden of being a citizen. Let me give you another example. 1996, when the Immigration Control Act of 1996 was passed, guess what happened? They said in that act that legal resident aliens could no longer get certain types of welfare. Now, when they made that announcement, guess what there was all of a sudden? A rush to citizenship. They rushed to become citizens of this country. Oh, we love America now. Is that the kind of citizen we want in this country? Somebody who will only become a citizen when the goodies are about to run out? I don't want that kind of person joining the ranks of Americans just for what they can get. But that's what happened in 1996. We must not allow this to happen again. The power to fix this problem is in our hands if only we use it, folks. Pressure is what they understand. Call your congressman. Call your congressman. The lines have been jammed since Friday when the announcement was made, and we must keep them jammed. Call your congressman. The fear factor for a congressman is three times as high as it is with the senator because he has to get elected three times as much for the same amount of years. In a six-year term, a congressman will be elected three times, a senator once. He can ignore you for 6 years. He will be your friend in the middle of the fifth year. He will kiss up to you when it gets towards 6 years. But for the first 5 years of that term, he doesn't even know who you are. Whereas a congressman has to be your friend constantly because he's always running for office. He always needs your money. Concentrate on the House of Representatives. Call your congressman, regardless of what party they're in, and put pressure on them. Tell them that if they vote for this amnesty, you're going to turn against them. They have lost you as an American constituent. Call every Republican senator. Tell them that if they vote for this amnesty, they are betraying the conservative ideology of the Republican Party. Do not waste your time with the Democrat senators. They are closed-minded bastards. They are not going to listen to you, and they don't care what you think. Do not waste your time. Call your congressperson, regardless of party, and call Republican senators and tell them what you have to say. And for God's sake, do not waste your time calling the president. He's an idiot. He is a liar, and he is guilty of treason to this country. This is not the president's country, folks. He does not own it. He does not have the right to give it away. This country belongs to us. And if we're going to keep it, we're going to have to fight for it. Not with him. He will not be our ally. He will be against us. He is our enemy on this issue. We must fight for it. If we don't save this country, we don't deserve it. And now's the time, folks, to show up. The roll call starts tomorrow morning. I hope you will be present and be counted as one of America's soldiers, one of America's fighters, rather than just somebody that sits around and bitches all the time and complains and does nothing. Now is the time. Roll call tomorrow morning. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about the 8,000 heroic sworn personnel of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. We rarely hear any appreciation for all the hard work and dedication of deputy sheriffs and district attorney investigators, but we don't expect to. That's why our association sponsors our annual awards banquet, to highlight some of the outstanding and heroic achievements of deputy sheriffs and district attorney investigators. This year's banquet is scheduled for June 1st at the Pacific Palms Resort in the City of Industry, and the agenda includes honoring district attorney investigators and deputy sheriffs who survived rolling gunfights, high seas rescues, and kidnap incidents to help innocent people and to make sure that suspects were arrested and taken to jail. For more information about the ALADS Award Banquet, or if you are interested in participating as a sponsor at this year's event, call the ALADS office at 323-213-4005 or visit our website at www.alads.org. I'm Steve Remage. Thanks for listening, and please drive carefully.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. It is unbelievable, folks, that our Senate, people like the rotten Lindsey Graham, the horrible Harry Reid, Lindsey Graham's from South Carolina, horrible Harry Reid from Nevada. We've got people that stink. We've got people in our Congress who are horrible. Kennedy is a despicable individual, and so is the President of the United States. These people could not do this without him. The fish stinks from the head. Let me remind you, everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight listening in Phoenix, Arizona at KFNX 1100 AM. All the good folks at KDWN 720 AM in Las Vegas, Nevada. And everybody listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. Don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Guess who, folks? Guess who? Man, how could you miss this one? Yesterday in his weekly radio address, the President of the United States continued to sell out the American people by arguing for amnesty for millions of invaders. He used that address in an effort to coax Americans into giving away their country through his comprehensive amnesty program. He said, quote, "It will help us resolve the status of millions of illegal immigrants who are already here without amnesty and without animosity," end quote. The president is a liar on both of those A words that he mentioned. It is an amnesty, and he knows it, and that makes him a lying son of a person. And he also knows that there is a huge amount of animosity already because of him asking for amnesty. But let him pass this bill. Let the president pass this bill, and he will see animosity the likes of which this country has never seen before. There will be ugliness in the streets. People will be extremely angry over this, but he's pushing it anyway. You see, folks, the president's in trouble. His name, his poll numbers, and his legacy are slipping down the toilet like yesterday's Charmin. This guy is losing it. Nobody likes him anymore, and he knows this, so he's trying to make friends and make some brand new buddies by bringing in 20 million ready-made friends from other countries who are here illegally. Between this war, his spending policies, and his views on rewarding lawbreakers, his name is mud. But no matter how much we blame the Congress, none of this would be happening without this rotten president. Every time he proposes this amnesty, there is a surge at the border, placing the Border Patrol agents' lives in peril. Does he care? No, he does not. Democrat-controlled Congress would not have ever thought this or brought it up without his okay in the first place. They knew he was for it, and that's why the Democrat-controlled Congress is making an issue of it. They know they've got a friend in the White House. He talks all the time about strong border security and enforcement benchmarks before these people take their pathway to citizenship, which is amnesty. We don't want any stronger border security enforcement benchmarks. We just want stronger border security. What he's saying with these benchmarks is, we will do this. We will hire more Border Patrol agents. We will put more pilotless drones in the air. We will build a fence. We will do these other things. And then after they're done, then we will talk about amnesty. Folks, beware of anybody who tells you we will control the border first, we will lock up the border first, and then we will talk about these other issues. There is nothing to talk about, no matter what they do on that border as far as security is concerned. We do not want this 20 million plus people amnestied in this country. End of story. Ever. do we want them amnestied. Not one person, not 200 million people do we want amnestied. We want them to very nicely go home and go back to their countries and build somewhere that they will not run away from. The president sucks. He is against us. He is a treasonous, traitorous president, the worst of my lifetime. And those of you out here who still think he's an honorable man, I would ask you to search your souls and tell me why. We will hope one of you will call in tonight to defend the president of the United States. But until that call comes, and even after it comes, George W. Bush, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, folks. And he continues. And I don't want anybody to say, oh, you just keep picking on the president. I keep trying to do other people every week. But this idiot does something where I've got to brace him on it. I've got no choice. He continually does it week after week after week. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Victor calling from Inglewood, California. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, Larry. Thank you for taking my call. And I guess the... If we're not stupid, we should be on the end of the line rather than the illegals, because, of course, this means amnesty. I think if we were to continue in this direction, I think we ought to cite the Article 3rd, Section 3 of the Constitution. I'm not an expert, but it says treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or othering to their enemies and giving them aid and comfort. Listen, Julius Caesar did the same thing with Cleopatra. So if we do not learn from the history, we're condemned to repeat it.
Well, we're getting ready to repeat the history of 21 years ago. Here we are. We didn't learn anything from 1986, and we're getting ready to do it again. What they told us in 1986, this would cure our cheap labor problems. This would cure illegal immigration. This would make it where nobody else would ever have to worry about another amnesty. It would be the end of it. Well, guess what? What it brought us was 20 times the people we had a problem with then. And if we do it this year, guess what we're going to have in 5 more years?
Now, let me add something else very quickly. Antonio Villaraigosa, he's managing the store of the L.A. city, right? Los Angeles.
Right.
And he's going to sue the city. You tell me this bastard has any sense of what he's doing or what he's saying. How can he possibly sue himself when he's managing the store?
Well, it's not his money, though, Victor. That's the thing.
No,
the money doesn't come from his pocket.
It's because these people are so opportunist that they don't realize that they're committing treason. And us, for being stupid, we should be at the end of the line.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thanks, Victor. Call me again. Let's go to Jerry. Call him from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. There must have been a lot of people calling Washington, D.C., because I had a hard time getting in. I had to use actually the 202 where I couldn't use the toll-free number that we have. But, folks, look, you've got to stop it now. If it goes through the Senate, then we're going to have twice as hard. Well, we won't have twice as hard on the Congress, but we're certainly going to have a bad situation. Let me say this. Everything that's gone wrong in the country in the last 20, 30 years, whether they've from diseases that have come in the country now, like Lou Dobbs covers, or the situation on Walsh where he talks about illegal aliens, it doesn't matter. The thing is, these is our problem. We have to send these people home. And when O'Reilly says we can't send them home, and John and O'Hanley says we can't take them home, that's when I stop watching them.
Yeah, I do too. I do too, Jerry. If that's nothing but elitism.
Look, if Eisenhower can send them home, if JFK was still alive, he'd be sending them home. Folks, the promised land is not just Jerusalem. The promised land is North America, Mexico, Central America, and South America. These people need to go home and make their country like America, not us like them. You get on the phone tomorrow, and if you have to call the whole week, you keep on calling the whole week. The day I called on Friday, half the Congress wasn't even in session. And what is it, tomorrow Armed Forces Day? I think it is Armed Forces Day. Well, anyway, that was Sunday, that's right.
We got to lay those calls on, Jerry. Thanks for the call, buddy.
God bless and support Terry Anderson.
Appreciate it. We got to keep those calls going to Washington, folks. They understand pressure. They really do. They understand what it means, and they understand the volume of calls. Those lines were locked up tighter than Dick's hat band last Friday, and that's what we got to do again. We got to keep those calls, keep that pressure on. And remember this, the other side's calling too. The invader friendly people, the invaders themselves, these rotten, horrible Rasa Nazi organizations like MALDEF and LULAC and the National Council of the Race. They're all calling also. We have got to call. We've got to keep that pressure on. You know, it's like the guy who's sitting there with his finger in the dike. He can't fix the problem, but what he can do, what he can do is stop it from getting any better, bigger, and that's what we're doing. All right, let's go to, I lost my screen here. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I've got two exciting announcements tonight. And the first one is to welcome your listeners to our meeting this coming Wednesday night when David Clem, patriot attorney at law and anti-illegal alien activist, who is filing lawsuits against the LAPD and other law enforcement agencies who are violating immigration laws, is our keynote speaker. The date, again, is Wednesday, May 23rd. The time is 7:30 p.m. And for anyone who wants additional, the place is the Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. And anyone who wants additional information, please contact our toll-free number, which is 877-NO-ILLEGALS. My second announcement is even more exciting, Terry.
You got about 1 minute, Barbara.
Okay, which is the fundraising and book signing event for Tom Tancredo.
What a guy.
Our Patriot presidential candidate at the Nixon Library on Saturday, June 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. And as I have already announced, you will be one of our keynote speakers. And for all those, that's the Nixon Library, the East Room, 18001 Yorba Linda Boulevard, Yorba Linda, California. And again, we ask people who want specific details to please call our toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and we'll give you all the details, how to get there, and what a wonderful program we've got planned. Please check our website if you are on the Internet, which is ccir.net. Okay?
All right, kid. We've got all the information on our website. Also, folks, about the Tom Tancredo fundraiser. All right, Barbara, thanks for the information.
Thanks a million, and God love.
Take care. All right, folks, calls to Congress, but here's a good reason to call Congress. You think I'm joking? You think it's not necessary? This is what we've got waiting in the wings. This is our good friend of the Terry Anderson Show, Augustin Cebeda, of the Brown Berets de Aslan, courtesy of CCIR. See what he thinks about you Americans.
Augustin Cebeda, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Bob Novak. Townhall.com is where the debate happens. Presidential candidates like Mitt Romney and Fred Thompson write regularly. So when you're listening to me on this radio station, don't forget to log on to townhall.com, too.
870 KRLA.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country, and we're also talking about these piss-poor politicians, starting from George Bush right on down to most of those senators and quite a few congresspeople. You know what? We got to stop this, folks. We have to stop it. I have offered an alternative. I know I'm nobody, and I do this in my humble capacity as talk show host on this station, but I say this. I do have a solution to this. When they tell you that you can't deport. This is Bill O'Reilly's favorite line, and it's very disingenuous for him to use it. You can't round up 20 million people. You don't have to. Go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I have posted something that I mentioned when I was on Rush Limbaugh's show, and I've written it up. It's called The Terry Anderson Show Invasion Solution Without Confusion. And I'm going to tell you something. It's written in a very plain English, no legalese, and what it says is you can make it where it's so difficult for these people to live here, they will self-deport, and there will be penalties if they do not self-deport after a 90-day amnesty. That 90 days will give them time to sell their property, both real and personal, get all their stuff together, get their lives in order, sever all ties to this country, and get out. Leave. That's what it's all about. And once they leave, they will be safe then. But if they stay here on day 91, this is just my plan now. I don't know if the Congress would ever do this. But on day 91, they will become fugitives, and we will put bounties on them and catch them. We will catch them. We will pay people who bring us information. We'll put these people in jail for a year, 5 years, second time, 10 years, third time. That's how you do it. But here's the thing that will really encourage people to self-deport. And those who self-deport, I would encourage them to go to their country of origin and file to come to this country legally. I mean, that's fine. Go there and file to be a legal resident in this country. We really would encourage you to do that, and we will take people into this country legally within reasonable numbers, and we encourage you to do that. But you cannot come here and get amnesty from us. If you do not leave after that 90 days, this is with my plan, my 90-day plan, you will become a fugitive and you will be barred from the United States for life. You will never be allowed to come back, and that will be the incentive for them to leave. We're not going to hurt anybody. We're not going to violate anybody's civil, moral, or religious rights or anything else. We are going to convince them that leaving this country would be in their best interest. That's how you do it. Let's go to Sharon calling from Venice, California. Sharon, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
How you doing? Pretty good?
I am so angry with all this, but first about Cepeda, one thing he doesn't tell in his list about how they're going to take over and they're going to do this and that.
Right.
He doesn't tell the world how bosom buddies have come here and turned L.A. into a third world cesspool.
Turn it into what they ran away from.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I had an idea. It can't be done that much fast, but maybe in some of these states like Arizona where they have a high amount of people, number of people voting for immigration reform, maybe they should start some recalls for McCain and Kyle.
They should be the first.
And
Flake.
And
Jeff Flake.
And whatever states, I mean, it's kind of hard to do it in California, but in those states, they should just really, fast as they can, get going on a recall for those.
And Sharon, we're talking about Republicans.
Oh, I know.
Who votes for Jeff Flake? Who votes for Kyle? Who votes for McCain? Who's putting these clowns in office?
The stupid Americans who don't know any better.
There you go.
To use your words.
There you go.
I do want to say something else if your viewers get a pen out or a pencil out. Two things. If they go to Lou Dobbs' CNN website, he has, on his first page, he has a way for you to email your congressmen and senators.
Okay.
You just click on it, and you can email from there if... And you don't have to worry about looking up any websites or anything like that. The other thing is I'd like to make a challenge, issue a challenge to your listeners. I will match the first 10 people who pledge $25 to Terry Anderson, the Terry Anderson Show.
Well, we certainly appreciate that, Sharon.
And here, for those of you listening, grab your pencil. The Terry Anderson Show, Laurel 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604.
Well, we sure appreciate that, Sharon. We can certainly use it, you know.
I know you can, and I think all these people all over the country who are listening need to send Terry something.
We've gotten some new people who have helped us, and we've got some old people that still help us, but people drop off and new ones come. But the mail's been kind of slim lately, and it makes me wonder, you know, maybe we're not doing the job we think we are, and maybe people don't want us on the air.
Let me give that address one more time.
Okay.
The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And start those recall petitions, folks.
Get them going, especially in Arizona.
They need to hear that you need to hit them where it hurts.
Yeah. All okay. Right, Sharon, we really appreciate it. Good hearing from you.
Good hearing from you, too.
You
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Let's go to Virginia, calling from Bullhead City, Arizona. Virginia, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hi, I wanted to answer your question real quick about John Kyle, that... I almost voted for him when he was up for election, and at the last moment, I told myself I was not going to vote for the lesser of the evils.
Good for you.
And I wrote in an independent, and that's what people need to do, is they need to quit voting for the lesser of the evils.
I have a friend, a very close friend of mine, who always tells me she will vote for any Republican over any Democrat any time, and what you do when you do that... When you say, and what she always tells me about the president is, well, he's better than the other guy would have been. Well, if that's the best you can say about this guy, that's pretty shabby.
Right. I mean, that's like voting for a a thief over a child molester.
There you go.
I mean, you don't have a choice.
That's right.
Okay, anyway, I wanted to tell you that and tell your listeners that our group, the Mojave County Minutemen, will be leaving at 2 o'clock this morning, going to Phoenix for a 24-hour rally in front of John Kyle's office.
Good for you.
The rally will start at 5 a.m. Because it'll be 8 a.m. in Washington, D.C. So if, you know, anybody, they come by there at the office. It's 2200 East Camelback Road. And if you can stay an hour, 2 hours, or whatever, bring your chair, bring your soda, your snacks, and we want, you know, as many people out as possible, you
pressure.
Know, to let them know that we're not happy.
That's pressure, Virginia. That's what it's going to take. If we don't do anything, they think that it's okay, and they can keep getting away with it. Good,
yeah.
good deal.
I mean,
we're
driving 200 miles, you know, to do this.
Let us know how it goes, Virginia.
People in the Phoenix area should be there. There's no reason why, if you live 40 miles away, that you shouldn't be there.
They're listening right now on KFNX in Phoenix.
Okay.
Virginia, thank you so much. You let us know how it turned out.
Take care, Terry.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Brian, calling from Agoura Hills, California. Brian, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Likewise, buddy.
Listen, on Friday, I called 24 out of on the Republican side of the senators.
Good.
24 out of 50. I got 5 that said they were definitely going to vote against it.
Good.
Not a lot. But my main reason for calling is Congress.org makes it really simple. You want to get hold of all the information you need on your congressman, and unfortunately, I'm sure we'll have to start doing the senators as well as the Congress. But if you, the people that are calling Washington, D.C., I'm afraid a lot of people call D.C., the number's busy, and they try, and it's busy, and they can't get through. I've been calling their local office, and that's where you get, if you go to congress.org, it'll give you their local address, their local fax number. Tells you what their wife's name is, what religion, when they were, you know, when he was born, all this information on one page. So there's no way people can't get through to at least one of the two offices.
Congress.org.
Congress.org. Yeah, it's a great website. It lists them all in alphabetical order, and then you just take some time and boom, just call, and in a couple hours you can call half the Congress.
And think about how good you'll feel after you do it, folks. You know what I mean, Brian? They'll feel great.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the information, buddy.
You're welcome.
Call me again. Take care.
I will.
All right. Let's go to George calling from Whittier, California. George, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, great job. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
Big news this week.
Okay.
Huge news. The American Legion has come out in opposition.
Good for them.
The bill. There's 2.7 million members of the American Legion.
You know, the American Legion has stood up as an organization before against this invasion. A friend of mine gave me a magazine from the American Legion, and it was that she had. I hadn't seen it, and it was really good how they really oppose this, and we're talking about, you know, the hardships on vets and other people because of this invasion. So they have stood up. The problem, George, is that the members, the rank and file members, won't stand up. You know, I've been to quite a few American Legions and try to get these people involved. All they want to do is play cards and drink. They don't. I'm serious. I'm not trying to down anybody, Legion members or you know, people from the veterans of the foreign wars. I'm telling you what's been my experience. It's just like being in a bar. They're really not interested. They'll sit there and listen to you for 5 minutes, but they're not going to really do anything. But the organization itself has done great things. So I do applaud them. That is a great piece of information.
Well, I did call probably 94 senators, Republicans, Democrats.
Good for you.
Thursday and Friday. I gave them a very simple message that, you know, this is the largest service organization in the United States. And I told them to write this down because, you know, you get that kind of courtesy they're listening. I said, just write this down. I said, we didn't fight, we didn't die to give our jobs and country to illegal
people. That's
right. These aren't guest workers. They broke into the country. They need to go home.
That's right,
I said, write that down and give that to the senator and tell him we're watching them. So please, if there's veterans out there, get off your duff. You can go to the website, legion.org, and send a message. Better call them.
Good for you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Call me again, George.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Jan calling from Denver, Colorado. Jan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I hear a lot of stuff, Terry. I want to tell you about a valuable tool that your listeners can use. And it's a toll-free number that's put out by the opposition. and I'm going to give it out to you right now. It's 1-800-882-2005. And it instructs people to call with instructions given in Spanish with a short phrase in English demanding rights for illegal alien lawbreakers. Now, Peter Boyles had it on his show this last week, and he called it. And you're given a choice by pressing 1 or 2 depending on which of your senators you want to reach. So I would encourage your listeners to call the number and wait to be prompted. And it goes state by state, so every state is available.
What you folks need to understand, that's a toll-free line paid for by Reconquista people, by some of these Rasa Nazi organizations.
Right.
And we should wear those numbers out because
right.
they're paying for it for calls going to Washington.
Right.
We can use it to our purposes. The number, again, what was it, Jan?
It's 1-800-882-2005. And I think we just have to leave a message in English. Three little words, Terry, and that's no amnesty ever.
There you go. Good stuff.
And also, I would encourage all your listeners to send John McCain a bar of soap.
Oh, yeah, he can use it. Boy, for those of you who don't know, John McCain, I believe it was, he was talking to Senator Kyle and told him.
No, to Senator Cornyn.
Was Cornyn, right.
Uh-huh.
And said, didn't like what he was saying, and said, F you. And this was in front of quite a few people. This guy's got a real anger problem. You know what
right.
I mean?
He is a
clown. He is a buffoon.
Well,
this man is
the bricks worked. I think we just should send a simple bar of soap.
It'll work. Jan, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Ron calling from Los Angeles. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, this is the worst bill in modern history. And every senator, regardless of party who votes for it, should be voted out of office.
Absolutely.
And the one who surprises me is Kyle. He surprises me. And good for Cornyn. Good for Cornyn to standing up to that phony McCain. McCain is a fake and it is a disgrace.
And he's a joke.
Yeah, and he's a disgrace to the party.
He's got as much chance of being president as I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and also... The people who think there's a difference in parties, there isn't. You vote for them. Like I know two Democrats who are against this bill. Byron Dorgan, one of the Dakotas, and Ben Nelson of Nebraska are against this bill.
Well, that's good to hear. And I also heard that Mitt Romney, even he was talking about we have to amnesty these people. Now, all of a sudden, he's done a flip-flop on it and says, no way. I'll take that flip-flop when it goes in our direction.
How's Fred Thompson? Well, I know Fred Thompson's on the race, but what's his position?
I have not heard.
Thanks
for the call, Ron.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Let's go to John calling from Palomino, Arizona. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. How you been?
Pretty good, buddy.
Hey, we're down here on the border, as you know. We all send our love and our appreciation for you still being there.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I'd just like to say that, McCain, he doesn't stand a chance at a presidency. He's a foul-mouthed, arrogant individual.
But John, why do you guys keep electing this guy? Now, I'm not saying you personally, but you Arizonans, why do you elect this guy? Who's putting him in office?
He was actually censured by the Republican Party, which is not mentioned at all, that he was censured here in Arizona. But I have to tell you, Terry, you ready for this? I'm going to use some strong language about this bill, not nasty language, of course, but this bill is an act of war against the American citizens.
Absolutely.
Of this country.
Absolutely.
This is a planned execution of our sovereignty and us as a nation. And
that's well said, John. That's well stated.
Thank you, thank you. We need to pull the wool and let it be seen for what it is. We have wolves in sheep's clothing up there in the White House, and they have set us up. And I have to tell you that we not only need to contact our congressmen and our senators, but we need to call our state House representatives and senators and demand that they stop this now. We don't have any control over our senators that are in Washington anymore. They are elected by popular vote. They are not a representative of our state. They do not do what the people of the state want. And this is shamnesty.
It really is.
Absolute shamnesty.
And I'm going to tell you something, John. If we allow this, we get what we deserve. We can fix this. All we got to do is put the proper pressure on them, keep it coming, and let them know how we feel, and it will not happen. John, I want to thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Call me again. Let's go to Larry calling from Austin, Texas. Larry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
I just wanted to call and ask, you know, here, I guess it was last year sometime or maybe a little before, they were talking about the Social Security, how it was in bad trouble. And
right.
It was going to be out. Well, what's this going to do? What's them clowns thinking about up there?
I read somewhere the other day, Larry, that if they amnesty these people, and a lot of these people are going to be old people going directly on Social Security, this is going to cost a half a trillion with a T, a half a trillion dollars. Now, we already, like you stated, it was already in trouble. Now they're telling us, guess what? We're going to put all these old people on it. What do you think is going to happen now? It's not only going to be in trouble. It's going to be totally wiped out, and there'll be a deficit that you and I don't know what your age is. I know I'll never see a nickel of Social Security money if they allow this.
That's right. I'm right at the age of another 3 years I can get it. But, you know, if this proposal does go, you know, it's just a slap in the face.
It really is.
And down here in this sanctuary city in Austin, Texas, they're fiestaing all through the night.
Oh yeah, they are feeling their oats. They think they got it going on, but let me tell you something. They have met a formidable foe in the American people. And we're going to put the pressure on them starting
you got
tomorrow
that
morning.
Right, because I'm waiting up and I'll be calling Washington.
Good
the first
for you.
Thing
and Larry and the rest of you folks, don't get discouraged when you can't get through on that line. Just keep it going. You will get a chance to get in. Just keep calling and if need be, call, as one of the callers said earlier, call the local office. Get the phone number to your local office of your congressman or your senator and call that office. Chances are that number won't be jammed. They'll get those messages too. Got to go, Larry. Thanks for the call,
sir.
Buddy. You take care.
Doing a good job, sir.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to DJ calling from Venice, California. DJ, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, you know how to boil someone's blood with that LeBron Berets, man. I got my blood boiling.
Good.
Every time I listen to you, you play that, I get fired up.
That's why I play it. We ought to send that guy a check, you know? Go ahead, buddy.
No, the guy was talking about Social Security. What was it? In 2004, the United States signed a totalization agreement with Mexico. The two countries will coordinate their Social Security programs.
Right.
So if they want to check out on numbersusa.com,
Always a good place to go. And another thing, DJ, you know, that totalization thing with Mexico was a big mistake anyway, because these people would be getting Social Security quicker and with less quarters than you and I can get it. And that's sad. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You got it, man.
Take care. Yeah. All right, let's go to Pat calling from Northridge, California. Pat, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
I would just like to ask the president, when he says we can't deport him, well, Mexico did.
Sure they did.
And they just encouraged their citizens to leave.
Well,
we just need them to encourage them to go back.
Mexico has a almost flawless immigration policy, and I applaud them for it. And if we would emulate their immigration policy, I guarantee you we'd be a lot better off.
It just when you call up and you say, we can't deport them, just say, Mexico did.
Look at what other countries are doing to us. You're absolutely right. And look at what President Eisenhower did back in 1954 with Operation Wetback.
Yeah, he sent them back.
A million people. I mean, you know, it can be done. And we only have to have the will, Pat. That's our problem. We don't have the will. Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again. Let's go to John calling from Bakersfield, California. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just the corruption in Washington, D.C. has been unbelievably bad for quite a long time now, and it's just so frustrating. What I wanted to ask you is, I have this idea, and I wonder how much insight you could give me on what it would take to get this accomplished. I'd like to see them multiply the number of senators and congressmen by at least 10. The population of the United States has gone up at least tenfold, so there'd be 500 senators instead of 50, and there'd be 4,350 congressmen instead of 435. And don't let them go, you know, let them stay home. Keep them in our district so we can talk to them. Don't pay to fly them to Washington, D.C. all the time. Don't give them pensions. Pay them good money, but don't give them pensions. And so, you know, we could talk. If they don't go to D.C., it'd be harder for the lobbyists to knock on their door every 5 minutes. There'd be more of them. So big business would have to pay a lot more money to try to influence these guys. Plus, there's a good chance we'd know these people because they'd be living in our neighborhood, and we could go talk to them if we didn't like what the hell they were doing.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
What could we do to multiply the number of these scumbags?
I don't know if there's anything we can do on that, John. I don't think that will ever happen. But one thing you said is very important: getting in their face and letting them know.
Well, can't we get a ballot initiative or something? It's supposed to be we the people, by the people, for the people.
There's no provisions for that in the Constitution or anywhere else, and I just don't see it happening. I would love it. Don't get me wrong, but I just don't see it happening. But I think what we have to do is be realistic and do what we can. And one of those things, and you just mentioned it, is getting in their face. I have been saying that all the years I've been on the air.
We have an amendment that says, look, we want to have 500.
Why don't you call your congressman and see if that's possible?
They're not going to want to do it. How do we circumvent them?
I don't see it happening. I wouldn't know how to do that. But let me finish my statement. The thing that we can do, and I've been saying it for years, is get in the faces of these people. And the way to do that is to call their local office.
But I've been doing that. I've been calling for like 5 years.
John, if you would let me finish a statement, no problem. Call the local office and ask for a face-to-face. Your congressman comes home, John, and this is not just you, everybody out there. Your congressman comes home. They are home almost, sometimes for a week at a time. Call them, say, I want to sit down and talk to my congressperson. That's when you tell the big lie and say, I voted for him and I gave him money, even if you didn't. And I want to sit down and talk to him about this invasion that we're having. Well, he's a busy man. Okay, he's a busy man. Do I go to my local newspaper and say that he refuses to meet with me? I guarantee they'll let you meet with him. Do you understand, John, what would happen if every one of us did that and sat down and talked to that guy?
But do you think in California, though, do you think they're going to sit down and talk to me?
They would have to. I mean, if you call and persist, you absolutely, they will sit down and talk. Julian Dixon used to be my congressman, one of the worst of the worst, died in office. He was one of the worst of the worst. He sat down and talked to me. I had an hour of his time once.
I have a hard time getting their staff on the phone.
Well,
you think Feinstein or Boxer is going to really sit down? Really?
That's a senator. I'm talking about your congressperson. It's a little different deal. A senator is always going to be a little high and mighty. But go local. Get your congressperson. They're a little more humble because they got to be elected every 2 years. John, I got to go. I want to thanks for the call. Call me again. All right, buddy. Let's go to Ann calling from Los Angeles. Ann, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. You know that tape with the brown beret?
Right.
You should send that to the president.
Oh, we have. CCIR has sent them to every person in office plus the president of the United States.
Yes, because on there he said, you old white people, it's your duty to die. But yet and still they want amnesty from an old white man.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely unbelievable. That's how they feel about you. And you know, what can you say? Got to go, folks.
Okay.
Thanks, Ann. Thanks for the call.
All right.
The lines are full. Dave, Richard, Ron, all the rest, people from Oklahoma, L.A., Anaheim, I can't get to you. The show is over. Thank you for calling. Call me next week. It's been a great show. We got to keep that pressure, folks. We got to call and let these people know how we feel. That number that Jan Heron gave out is 1-800-882-2005. Call them up. It's their dime and use them. Don't forget, folks, our good buddy Rusty Childress, immigrationbuzz.com. And don't forget, buy something American this week, folks. Going to buy a car? Think about buying American. Going to buy some furniture? Look at the tag. It's important. Don't forget, this week with the swings, I cannot read one of them over the air. I'll be put off, but it's GD treason and selective hearing. Good stuff. You can read it on our website, This Week with the Swings. I want to thank Mel for taking your calls, my producer, Michael Wallner. I want to thank my buddy Chandler for handling the phones. I want to thank all those people out there that were a part of the show. Don't forget, we need your help to stay on the air. Send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Make out the check to the Terry Anderson Show. Don't forget those three websites we talk about, the Terry Anderson Show. Don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying, we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs.